Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, have you ever noticed how there are some people in life that just seem to be happy all the time, and there are some people who seem to be unhappy all the time at best, or sometimes even miserable all the time? Now, some of this can be chalked up to circumstance, of course, but some of this is also personality, right? Because we have people that are optimists and they're like, oh, the glass is always half full. And then there's people who are pessimists who are like, oh, the glass is half empty or it's always empty, you know, as it might be. But the fact of the matter is, part of what happens in our lives is we have an opportunity, whether we want to be happy or not, by whether we choose joy or not. Now, the fact is that God gives us this gift of joy that we are able to choose in our lives. And because some people decide to choose joy in their lives, they have the kind of life that God wants for them. Now, when we think about how this works out in our lives, we also know that it's interesting how there are some people who seem to have life giving them lemons all the time, and then they make lemonade all the time. And some people get lemons sent to them in life, it seems like, and then they just leave them on the kitchen counters of their lives, and they shrivel up, and they just sit there, and they have these things with them. Now, the reason why all of this is true in many people's lives is because some people choose to choose joy, some people choose to pursue joy, and other people decide to choose to run after happiness. And when you choose to run after happiness, we know that it's going to come up short in our lives. But when we choose to pursue joy, we know that there's so much more, and in fact, actually, that helps us have the life that God wants for us. Now, in this season that we're in, the season of Christmas, we know we are literally celebrating the gift of God's joy to the world. We know that God has given us joy, and that joy is Jesus Christ. And that's the good news that we celebrate at this time of year. But we also know that while we might have a glimpse of that in this time, because it's December and we're headed towards Christmas, we also know that it is a little bit of a glimpse that can feel fleeting, that can leave us behind, especially when we get to January. When we get to after the season of Christmas, some of that joy seems to dissipate and go away. And the question that we have for us is, how can we have that joy in our lives all the time? How can we find our way to pursue joy in every day that we have so we can have the kind of life that we want, but not just because we want it, but because it's the kind of life that God wants for us, one filled with joy? Well, part of the way that we can have the life filled with joy is knowing what the difference between joy and happiness actually is in our lives. Because when we confuse the two, it can set us up to have a lot of rough moments in our lives. Now, happiness is a product of circumstances. It's a feeling that we get when life goes well. And joy, on the other hand, is more of a posture or an adoption of an attitude that we have that gives us ability to see life as something beyond just the circumstances. Now, when we think about happiness as a product of our circumstances of life, we know what that means for us is that when life goes well, we're happy. And we know that when life doesn't go well, we're not happy. And when we have those moments of life going well or not well, we want to get to the other side of that, and we get into these cycles of things as well. Now, we also know that when we think about happiness as one of these things, when it's either good or bad life giving us then happiness or unhappiness, we know that when life is unhappy, we also try to fix it. And sometimes we try to fix it with things that aren't good for us. We try to fix it with things that we think will make us happy, but actually they don't. They leave us wanting more. We put stuff in the place. We put food into our bodies. We drink alcohol, or we pursue even more dangerous things than these things to try to help us to be happy. How do I know this? Because I'm guilty of some of these things too. And when we pursue these things for our happiness and they leave us wanting, that's a problem in and of itself. But when we pursue these things, when we think it's going to give us joy, that's an even greater problem in our lives. Now, when we think about joy then as the product of making an adoption of a belief about how life is supposed to be or where life is going, or for people who are followers of Jesus, that understanding that God gives us joy in our lives, that is the kind of thing that can be with us all the time. Now, the kind of joy and the kind of life that God wants for us is a beautiful one. And to have a sense of what that looks like, we need to have a sense of what that joy means. Our friends at the Bible Project define joy in this way. They say that joy is an attitude God's people adopt, not because of happy circumstances, but because of their hope in God's love and promises. What this means for us is if we are going to pursue the joy that God wants for us in our lives, then we're going to have a life filled with God's love and God's promises. And when we pursue the joy that God wants for us in our lives, in every way that God wants for us, then we can have the joy of now, we can have the joy of tomorrow, and we can have the joy of forever. And this is the kind of thing that God wants for us. Does God want us to be happy? Absolutely. But what God really wants for us is to have joy that is rooted in God's promises and God's love. Now, the gift of God's joy that God has for us in the now means that God loves us no matter what. That God loves us in the very moment that we're in, and that God loves you for who you are and who you're becoming. But it actually also means that God loves you for who you've been. Isn't that amazing? That there's a joy that God gives to us in knowing that God loves us for who we've been, who we are, and who we're becoming. I mean, I think we can get our head around that God loves us, hopefully, and that God loves us now and God loves who we're becoming. I mean, I can get around the fact that I might like who I am now and have great hope for who I'm becoming. But do I like always who I've been? And it is an amazing and a great source of joy, perhaps, that God even loves who we've been in the past, because God loves us no matter who we are and what we've done. I mean, that's a great gift of joy in the now that God gives to us. And it's something that when we chase that sense of love, knowing that God has given to us first, that will be with us always. Another part of the joy that God gives to us is the joy of tomorrow, knowing that God is going to be with us no matter what. Now, one of the problems when we're chasing happiness that is based on our circumstances is that we then sometimes think that it's a product of whether God is with us or not. We think perhaps that because things go poorly, God isn't with us. Or only when things are good, God is with us. But what God promises to us, and this is part of what we can place our hope in, is that God is with us at all times. That God is with us no matter what we're doing. That God is with us no matter we're in a place of joy or finding joy. We're in a place of struggle or trial. God is with us no matter what. Now, there's some great comfort for us knowing that God is with us at all times, but also there should be some accountability that comes to us because God is with us when we're not quite the people God wants us to be. But that's also, I think, altogether a source of great joy, that God is with us and God gives us the joy of tomorrow. Now, there's another piece of the kind of joy that God gives to us that is the kind that is based on God's love for us and not just the circumstances of life. And it's the joy of forever. Now, there are things about life that aren't the way that God wants them to be. There are trials and there are struggles that people go through. There are circumstances and eras and moments of life that are simply evidence of the brokenness of life. And one of the great hopes we have is that God is going to still do something about all those things. Now, there's the hope of what God does through people to relieve suffering and end some of these things. But yet also there's parts of life that simply are not going to be resolved or redeemed until the time when God comes back. And we can have hope and promise and joy from knowing that God promises to do something about these things as well. That when the time comes for this life to be over, when God says it's time for the new heaven and the new earth, and like I've said, we don't know when or how that's going to happen. We just trust and hope that it will. God will redeem even the worst moments of life. God will take what has been a struggle maybe for you for your whole life and redeem it. God will go back, as it were, as we think about it, into history and fix things as it might be. And the suffering that we can't understand and don't know what to do with will be redeemed as well. And that's the joy of forever that God gives to us also is a gift now and always. And when we can remember and when we can hold together that God gives us this kind of joy, that God's joy is rooted in God's love and promises, promises of now, promises for tomorrow, and promises for forever, man, that is something that we can really cling to at all times. Now, as I wrap up our time together, I want to remind us of two important things and then give us a sense of maybe what we can do with some of these things. I want to remind us and speak to some of you to say, I know that there are people out there who are really struggling with mental health these days. And you might be hearing this and thinking to yourself, like, I want nothing more than to choose to pursue joy or to have some happiness in my life, but I just can't seem to do it. And if you're in that spot, that might mean you're struggling with depression or some kind of other mental health issue. And we know that you need to get help from professionals so you can find your way forward just a few more steps so that some of the things that God might be speaking to you in this moment can help you when that time comes. There's nothing wrong with being in that place. In fact, actually acknowledging that we need help is part of getting out of it. I also know that there are some people that might be hearing this word of hope and joy and saying to themselves, like, well, I can't even begin to get my head around this because you know what? Life has been really rough lately. Life's been challenging for many of us over the last 2 years, but life has been particularly hard for many people. And if you're thinking to yourself, I just keep getting kicked by life, I just keep getting put down, I want you to know that there will hopefully be a moment in your life where you will find some relief and some reprieve from these things, and you might be able to say, all right, I'm ready to choose to pursue joy. We want to be a part of helping that happen for you. And if you need help in some specific way, please be in touch so we can help you. Now, the reminder for all of us that there are people who are struggling with these things, with mental health and the circumstances of life, should show us just how important it is for all of us to choose to pursue joy and pursue the joy that God gives to us. Because we all need more joy in our lives. And when we can find our way forward to understand what is circumstantial happiness and decide to put that aside and not put it in the place of the things that God wants for us as the joy of this world and the joy of our lives, then we can have the opportunity that God gives to us. We can claim for ourselves that joy that God gives to us, which is the great joy of the world. Now, the fact that there are so many of us who are struggling with these things in some particularly hard ways, maybe in this moment of life, and struggling with the finding joy at all times, should help us know how important it is that we do everything we can to choose to pursue the joy that God gives to us. Now, to help us pursue that joy, I want to ask you to consider asking yourself a question and then to think about doing one thing. And the question I want you to consider asking of yourself is, where have I confused joy and happiness in my life? Where have I confused joy and happiness in my life? I want you to ask that question of yourself. Maybe you can ask it with a friend or a spouse or in a small group of some kind. But reflect on that, because as we have talked about, when we confuse joy and happiness, we will run after the wrong things. And then the one thing you might consider doing then is to put the right things in the right place in your life. To put the right things in the right place in your heart and your mind. To make sure that you have the pursuit of happiness in a place where it fits and the choice to pursue joy in the place that it actually fits in your life. And then by making that decision, you can help align yourself to pursue the joy that God wants for you in your life. And this is the invitation that God makes to every one of us, that we can choose to pursue the joy that God gives to us. So when we choose to embrace the gift of God's joy that God has given to us, we accept the gift of Jesus. We accept the reason for the season is here for each one of us. When we accept this gift of God's joy, we actually then are able to pursue the kind of life that God wants for us. Not one filled with circumstantial happiness that will let us down, but rather one filled with God's joy, which is a hope of God's promises and love, which is true for all of us. So what does God want for us? God wants each one of us to choose to pursue the joy that God has for us. God wants us to accept that gift. God has given to you the gift of God's joy, and God wants you to accept it.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.